Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Let everything you have brought praise you, honor you, adore, magnify you, extol, esteem, micrograph, and sublimate your holy name, the name Jesus. Name given unto the sons of men to be saved. Heavenly Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we run before your throne and prostrate and worship you in the beauty of your holiness, in the majesty of your power. We crown you with our praise. There is none like you. You are too loving, too good, too generous, too awesome. There are no words to describe exactly who you are. And so words and verbosity and all kinds of language funnels and intellectual ability cannot even articulate the totality of who you are. And the brain cannot fathom who you are. So we thank you with the words within our capacity. Great is your faithfulness. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious name, see us through, touch lives. Reclaim the backslider, save the sinner. Let today be the day the miracle begins in the lives of your people. And somebody shout, amen. Our foundation scripture, ladies and gentlemen, is John chapter number 12, verse number 20 to 21. Let's get straight into God's word so that we can make very judicious use of the time allotted to us. Our foundation scripture is connoting the message that we are peddling, and we are also receiving from the throne of God as a direct instruction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit that He has bestowed on us. We have read the scripture Sunday after Sunday. Our subject is, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. John chapter 12, verse number 20 to 21. Is the foundation. John 12, verse 20 to verse 21. The Bible said, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. A thing came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. This has been the caption revelatorical phrase which we have been working on, and we've been going into different dissections of it. Our sub-subject since last week is, I want to see Jesus, my letter writer. Or I want to see Jesus who wrote seven letters to me. We have been working on, I think, two letters or three letters. We dealt with the letter to the church of Ephesus, which is also directly to you. We dealt with the letter that Jesus wrote to the church of Smyrna, and we last week dealt with the letter to the church of Thyatira. This morning we are going to Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 1 to 6. And this letter was categorically written by Jesus to the church in Sardis. As a matter of fact, he was writing to all the seven churches that were in Asia Minor. And since there is no Asia Minor today, directly, not revelatorically, not synoptically, directly he is speaking to us now, because now we have the Bible and the Torah. And so Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 1 to 6, the Bible said, unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things said he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but thou art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, and that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou had received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I shall come upon thee. And thou hast few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, and for we are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I love always the conclusion of Jesus' letters. He said, he that hath an ear, verse number 6, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. May God bless the reading of his word. Asankuro no ami en kinkem fri Yohane yedisem itida eyamien sani nchichemua edikai ekopem in siano. And then we are going to work categorically how God will want us to have it. Read the word of God to us very quickly. We don't have time today. And that's what Yohane yedisem ite eyamien sam nchichemua edikai ekopem in Siano, King Kain Ephemer.
Nasadi, as a mobile for no. Etro commander say, Sanania, or what on your coupon, and a home on song, and a stroman song, no essay. Minimum, you might say, who would dee, so what's your say, Nansu? We ain't Nashe and Kaye, ah, everywhere who know a ding. No man who. And you must say, a yepe, minyan coupon, and him. Eti kai sanya wenya na wate na diso na sakra wadwene na sa wanwen a meba ase owifuo na wurinwu donko a meba wso nanso wo di wo di kakra bia wunwu won ntade ho fi ewo saidi na woni me bena woni bena nte ntade fita mu efise wo fata nia odi nkonim no ana wo be hye no atade fita sa na mere popa ni din emfi enkwa enwuma no mu na mere mebo ni din meja ene mabofo enim ensia no ni owo aso no entie ni ahoho no eka kire asafo no
think I need beyond because you were missing some very important revelations of God's word in that kind of time.
Na sadi
na sadi mu bofo ne twero koma ase to aso firi ho
sa anania owo onyankopon ahoho mo nso
ye wowo wonyame ahonhom enson no
ene
ensroma enson na esie
osemini mu nyuma ese wowo di
wowo tini
na wote
sadi e wote asekan ni ere. Don't take your time, we are not rushing. Mu nyuma se wowo tini sadi e wote ase nanso wowo
ye na she enkaya
relax ye na she enkaya. Ebe wo no eten ka
shade den
ka
namu hun
nami hun kan ye nami hun wonuma se eye pe mi nyankopon kan ye repeat it
nami hun wonuma se eye pe
ka
mi nyankopon anim
read
enti kai senia wenya na wan ti
baby you want to say go over it again
enti kai senia wenya na wati.
Come to us.
Nedisu. Na sakra wadwene.
Go back to the verse. Let me correct
it. Enti kaisania wenya na wat.
Kaisania wenya na wat. Nedisu. Thank you.
Na sakra wadwene.
Thank you. Read it.
Na sa wanyaya.
That is the problem of the church now. Sa wanyaya. Yani afri ye ho so. Yanwan di o. Sa wanyaya. Me ba wo su se wo wifu na wo hunu doni brekura me de be ba wo su ka
nanso wo wodi kakra bi a wo mu
woni kakra bi e wo sadi and I said the body of Christ and Christendom wa wo mu wo
ho sadi e ho fi e wo sadi
kan
na woni me be na nte ntade fitae
safu ono wenyamese men kanchira mano paisa wo bekoso ne man nante kulujin ye eni ntade fitae mo read
if you say
wo fata
ni odi kunim no ana wo be hye no ata
ni odi kunim no asafu ni ntie ni odi kunim no ani wo be hye no ntade fitae enye wo mo a wo wu ana sofo a hye kaso e be bo mpa ya ma wo mu fufu no. Near what thing to name on up? You better not have
the fitter, sir. Namara Popani D and Fi and Quang and Woman,
naturally, said, Mumma, be why your friend and Quang. Wabia was flat her defeater kuti yeno
ni din was angome
tan
na mepo ni din meja ene na bofo
mepo ni din meja ene na dofo enim May God bless the reading of his word this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be seated in God's presence, and I welcome my audience on radio. I thank God for all of you. It is a great honor and a pleasure to be coming your way, into the comfort of your homes and your cars, even your workplaces. I thank God and I give God the praise. One more time, my name is Prophet Kofi Odro. The program is the W3 service, and this church is Alabaster International Ministry. This morning we are transmitting live from our worship center or branch at Tesano, and our main service at the main church is also going to start at 9:30 at Sapiman, that is near and after Amasaman at Alabaster City. Let's work with this. Let me reiterate exactly what, you know, Mama Comfort read from the Key Bible. I have read it in English, but there is a little thing I just wanted to talk about in verse number 1. The Bible said, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis, where these things said, he that have the seven spirits of God. And here he was referring to Isaiah chapter 11 from verse number 1 and 2. He was talking about, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch that shall grow out of his root. And then in verse number 2 of Isaiah chapter 11, he was reiterating the seven spirits of God. That means, you know, he is not just quoting Jesus as he that had the seven spirits of God, but in Isaiah the prophet saw the revelation of the Christos and declared his seven spirits. In verse number 2, he said, the spirit of the Lord, number 1, will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, number 2, the spirit of understanding, number 3, the spirit of counsel, number 4, the spirit of might, number 5, the spirit of knowledge, number 6, and the spirit of the fear of God. That is one thing that have left the church of Jesus Christ, the fear of God. When you read Isaiah chapter 33 verse number 6, the Bible said, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. That is why we have all these gadgets and technology doing amazing things. You know, technology is just doing amazing things because wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time. Strength of knowledge and the fear of God shall be your inheritance. Now, the fear of God is one of the things that I am driving you back to. And then he went forward in Revelation chapter 3 verse number 1. He talked about, and he that have the seven stars. We will come back to that. But because I do not have time, and most of the times I take too much time with my introduction, I will want to move very quickly and, work on it. I want to pause a little bit and salute the life of Reverend Dr. Christy Daughter to my mother. We welcome you back home, ma'am. And I just wanted to tell the whole world that my mother has been in ministry for 40 years. In 2 weeks' time, we will be celebrating her 40th anniversary in serving in the service of the Lord. And I deem it remarkable to mention it because we are even struggling to keep a cheap commodity like integrity. And so if somebody can be in the ministry for over 40 years with credible and evidential integrity or integral lifestyle, we want to thank God for her life. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, in my introduction this morning, I will want to work it this way. Every church has a message that God has given them to peddle or to propagate. Every church, ICGC, has an emphatical message. Lighthouse has an emphatical message. I mean, you cannot take a mission-oriented message from Lighthouse Chapel. Christ Embassy, Roman Catholic Church, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the Methodist Church of Ghana, the Anglican Church, when you talk about, Action Chapel, Royal House Chapel, and Perez Chapel, so on and so forth. If I don't mention the name of churches, please don't blame me, because in Accra only, there are over 1 million registered churches. How can I mention everybody? You know, can you just imagine the people who are not even registered are more than the people who are, that's not my subject, let me develop. You know, every church has a message whom God has given them. Let's take somebody like Openi Kwejuchire, for example. He has a message that God has given him to propagate. I mean, if Openi Kwejuchire comes here and he is preaching right now, you will realize that, you know, that is what God wants you to hear at that particular point of time. Now, because God cannot give the complete message to one church. What he has done is that he has dissected the message into models, and he has given the models into all kinds of different concept and vision churches, so that the churches will stick in their parameters and within their vision confines, and then preach within that periscope or within that parameters and scope to God's people. Everybody sitting here right now will have to understand that Alabaster International Ministry is no exception. We have a message that God has given us, and if you are not careful, even as a member of this church, you may be tempted to ask us to, you know, preach something the other omni message fufrana. Well, message fufrobi anyhow. We have been given a mandate to reconcile the church back to God and the nations back to God before the coming of the Christ. But before Jesus appears, the church must be ready. We must be ready as a bride prepared for his groom, because this whole thing is a love affair between God, his Christ, and his church. And our message is to reconcile. When I talk about reconciliation, isn't that the Bible Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, when he was postulating a ministry of reconciliation. The moment we mention reconciliation, the connotation is that you have digressed from your purpose. You have been divorced, separated. You have been disconnected and disassociated, disenfranchised from your original intent and purpose or vision and mission. In other words, when we talk about reconciliation, we are trying to patch you back to your original purpose and drive and your original, you know, place. That word, place. A lot of people have lost their place. We have fallen short of the glory of God. We have fallen short. I'm not talking about theoretical falling short of the glory of God. I'm not talking about theory of the falling short of the... We have really, practically fallen short of the glory of God. That is why you are struggling to cure common headache. Your prayer is struggling. Because you are struggling. Hey! When they call the name of Jesus, things happen. In our churches these days, demons manifesting can boldly call the name of Jesus. Something is wrong with us. I have to tell you that. I know your works. Let me exegete the text. I know your works. That thou hast a name, that thou, you are alive, but you are dead. That is what the church has become. The church was poor and broke, but not now. Now we have become very rich and famous, and now we are on television and streaming everywhere on the internet. We have a reputation that we are alive, but we are dead. The church is D-E-A. The church is dead. It's not like Sunday school. We heard a story of a church, and the pastor was preaching purity, righteousness, pristinity, holiness to them, and they were not listening. And so what the pastor did was that he bought a coffin, and then he put a big mirror in the coffin, and then he said we were having a funeral, and the church was packed, and everybody who came around to look at who was dead could see themselves in that coffin, in through the mirror. And possibly that is a good analogy of what I want. The body of Christ is dead. I'm kind. One kind verse number one, no kind verse one, no kind verse one. If you
now said the as of mobile phone,
kind
actual command is said,
dear
Sanania, oh, Yakupa, I want home song and instrument so no see.
Sanya, when you make near what when you know, I'm a son instrument, son, a see, kind of
minimum.
And none of us are what he has, yes, and you will be a bradinum. One more numa.
So what
did you say? You would think we conduct worship services and all that prophetic meeting. And these days, when you even look at our caption for programs, which means say the church is not serious. So for you, it's a tie, catapult. Now you didn't say tie near the boss our time. Why you not? Paul the apostle. 12, he said, I do not want to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Look at the word he used, devices, not a device. Even your phone, which is just one device, that's a lot of things. Can you just imagine Satan's devices, what it does? And may I submit to you, Jesus made a public acknowledgement that if Satan fights against Satan, his kingdom shall not stand. In other words, Jesus made a public acknowledgement that Satan has a kingdom and is standing. And ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you that Satan's kingdom is a very sophisticated kingdom. Very organized kingdom. The church is too confused and too disorganized, and they think that Satan's kingdom is also disorganized. They keep rank and file. Satan and his cohorts, they keep rank and file. And I'm telling you, before I get into the middle of my message, you have a name and a reputation, like you are alive. And so we conduct 10 days prophetic meeting, 10 days prophetic all night. These days we can even do 100 days prophetic all night and all stuff like that. And also we have a name and a reputation. We're going to say, who are a good graphic designer who can design a nice poster and a nice billboard? It doesn't mean you are alive. He said, you are the name, like you are alive, but you are dead. We are just your world. I said, for now, the tongues are born to cry, your papa. Something is not on. Who didn't send you what he has since? One of the things that Ebema will be away Christoni when I'm home and swear. One of the things is that what upon him now, instead of you confessing and repenting from your sins, we cover up the sin. That is our game. We cover up the sin. And here back when time will go and ask for food, baby, when I say, when I am born, not yet, and media, yet, TMO, so that you don't set a wrong precedence, one for, and send a hot bunny, and myself, you know, and we are so yen one person, I'm a better Christ for Jesus. So, me, we are not crying, you know, so they are one set a wrong precedent for them, you know, instead of them accepting that they have sinned and they have wronged and repenting, and here, me, they come justifying their sin with scriptures. Foolish people. Oh, I'm not going there this morning. I'm not going there this morning. Gospel musicians. One more instead of them reckon kind. Proverbs chapter 28, mommy. Proverbs chapter 28 from verse 13 and 14. King Kai Mamiti. Proverbs chapter he that covered his sins shall not prosper. He that covered his sins will not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Come into you. You will have to be very smart, because I'm reading too many scriptures. I don't have the time. Let's work with that very quickly. And let's work. Proverbs chapter 20. I don't need a Kuyapim Bible. I want a Santeno, because it brings certain keywords out. Keywords. I have both in my house. I read both. You know, if somebody has that son, to give it to her, and let's work with that one. So that if you hide your sins, now if it me konyem no ma babijina asafunenim. So no ma she wedding date ma suffer. Now suffering should the wedding date in echi. Now we be a wanyem abosumi miensa. No a she wedding gown eguso. No di babijina haniaka. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? Do you pledge to have him to hold for better and worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do you part? Or say yes, I do. Now suffer the ring and I show no she. May God prosper you. Now you said Yame, not GHM. And so you are telling God to bless him and telling God to prosper iniquity. When you are prom.
Nanya
wa. obi timi ya na dwene se meko gye sakawa na time ne ba na me ibewu na makwa asori akosere bo ne fache. Try it. What do you try? I dwene se sakawa fo ahom money na edi akire no odwene se o ma nko school. It's so interesting that, you know, human beings sometimes are trying to outmaneuver spirits. Hey! I am telling you, near what Pyramuka! Near what? Can't you only be? Near what Pyramuka!
Near Catan and Ross on the front, so no, on your prom, on your idea. Nanya can no giant.
Nanya waka! No China!
We're going to mob.
1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins unto God, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Instead of you repenting and confessing, when you pray, a defender with scriptures to us. What's in here? What pay we can with John will be one of them. But naturally, sir, the implication in that particular scripture is that he that covered his sins will not prosper, and number two shall not obtain mercy. It will be what you are sorting no teams into. Monsua, my baby. Clinic fear fianwa. Mutuma mutiani abortion. Muntiani ano pay and momosona mewa. Mo modiani says school near konyam no ababe daho na modia wo machia to achina bonte. Muya wudi for na we yamisim can say mo you people there's a scripture in book of Matthew was in a woman meshu woman mepi. I don't have the time, so I won't go there. Every this one meshu pi and I'm telling no more. Moja sika and you scabby any as a funinti a gana sofwa woman is who are money hungry all over the place. Hear me, it's not sikabi anyeti. They don't care where the money is coming from, they don't care how the parishioners make their money. All they want is the money. Gana sofwa be pray, something is wrong with you. I'm telling you, some of you are really, really in need of salvation. I'm not joking. It's money. They don't care where the money is coming from. Whether the money is coming from idolatry, whether it's coming from witchcraft, whether it's coming from occultism, whether it's coming. They don't care. All they want is money. They are no more. Nobody is indispensable. Every human being that is born lives in a particular time and dies in a particular time. And I'm telling everybody in this place, God will judge you. It doesn't matter who you are. As I see soon when you're debriefing, I'm telling you, you will stand before God and like Heathrow Airport, everybody will get in line. You will get in line to face the judge of life. You will get in line to hear what he has to say about you. You will get in line. He will judge you. You will come and appear before the judgment seat of Christ and what you did with your life from bishops. Bishop phone crowd, you will come and account for it. And that is the reason why the church is dead. Church is dead. Because we have sins which are unconfessed. We are trying to tell God, forget about yesterday's sin. Today is a new day. Let's get on with life. Wukura we yin wa nini wofi no. We yo bonina wanka sorry and a shobo. A shobu kosi se wurani bibi na wakase madye. I'm sorry. Wuni pakurano. Wu ope sorry. Na den anka sorry ni binjira wo ho. Na you know win yin free wubo. Adena wo change won ganjiro. Wuni pakurano. You are waiting for that complimentary accolade to be presented before you let go of the offense. How much more, God? And may I remind everybody listening to us this morning, the people who invent anything, they determine the rules. Bill Gates, when he invented Microsoft Windows or Microsoft whatever, you know, he determined the rules. How you start the computer, how you put it off, how it operates, the whole operating system, the whole software that goes with it, he determines the rules. 10 years ago, there was nothing like e-commerce law. The people who invented e-commerce for things to be sold and purchased on the internet, they determined the laws. When we're the mobile money buy, and they determined the laws. We are He determines the law. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse number 4 He has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend before the holy hill of God? And who shall stand in his tabernacle? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The Bible said, he shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation. King Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 4. He has made a rule. You can't change the rule. You better obey the rule. No problem. You will burn in hell. I'm telling you the truth. You will burn. You burn in hell. I know in America for no person will tell. I'm saying then you tell me catch you say you burn in hell. Can you catch you now until the end of the you will burn in hell. That is what I will tell you. The church needs to hear that. It's the prophet and it's not telling us anything. It is not telling us anything. We are living our lives like we don't have anywhere to go. That is how we are living our lives. And you are looking, and Jesus puts it in a very nice way. Tomorrow is mine and everything. He said, what a fear God told him. What a fear thou soul. Tonight I will take your soul or require your soul from you. And that is why Okobe bit is a quo any kumasia. A dia kasia bibri wahai into mimpint because one more woman see and woman wuko. One more dija woman is kakura nomadia to paint your pinti. I'm telling you, and yeman wa dia chin would be jawako. And I ye miss you yet as a daka and knowing your pe. And one work as a debi mommy and pack up in time with me was a debi debi me muni name ye be poo name muni at the way with the bo. When I'm no kasa. Poo name. And the two canoe are sent and the nine of your boom, Yimunicum, Pucum, and then to me, who I was sort of what I would do. Next time, Oba, a car somewhere beat you. Now, when I look at this revelation, I don't ask the sister. When I look at the revelation, which Romans chapter 1 verse 25. It's a very interesting scripture. Then I can move into the rest of it. Very interesting. We in ourselves only can deal with it, and that is why. And our doors. Because here that will be a to care more work hassle. In Tidinti Nagana have Boniwa hassle. I don't have Ghana and can somebody tell me that? Because the people have turned truth into a lie. Come and take up.
If you say, what is so young upon a
what is that suffer no? I should say when you mean no crap.
I know the diatro.
Oh my, yana atro. When you mean no crap, we've turned it into a lie. When you mean no crap, I atro. And that is a problem. Yameno krena yato. Eniema pa yesu here. Akwanchile pa yesu dija yeya. Few of them. Okay, can I meet you in Sabbath? Matthew chapter 28. The Bible says, go ye therefore into all the nations. Make disciples of men. And then baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How many churches are keeping that direction? Akotama kwanchile fonse. What the oil free India and the fine cousins are all you with. I be full serious to send them away. Jimmy, papa, something is wrong with your head. One of the directions that Yesu Dijaya into to deal with in our time is the direction of the Holy Communion. The Bible says, and I draw with you, Yesu, my wife, I do that's what's in the room with the man is here for me. Munye, we, emfa, enyam, enkaye, namunye, kruwe, kruwe, niya, pamphu from Mujaya, muni, baby, intima, here, good, yeah, I'm a bonnie, fefri, muta, here, good, nua, fefri, in suniho, we, you know, that to watch, and you did, is in full, and you did. Be any way, Pacosan, who come, passing with them, Giacre, Pacosio, them, who could be do, none new CBM, and near man crow 4 years, my woman crow, and my dear moon, I'm a new. No, may the most shelter than some may bomb tire damage. You couldn't know me. I dreamed you knew to him, so who couldn't know. Who a problem, papa, sister? Who couldn't know? Now, mamma. Yeah, one on my mamma, you did be Chiamo, you did be summer. You were one of my mother. What do you mean? Read a Roman chapter, what can kind of know, mamma? There is the last thing I will talk about, which has brought the church from its original dignitorial position into a deadly, frail, vulnerable place in this life, is that we have brought tradition. And we've mixed our tradition with our faith. That is what we have done. They call it, you know, if you go to places, seminaries and all that, they call it African traditional religion. Interesting. South Africa, they call it ancestral worship. Ancestral worship. I'm in South Africa for ancestral worship. You've heard that before. That is one lie of the devil. Asafono beto amamre. Ansana asafono eba. Unimbra yachiro nyamiyasa. Because of ignorance, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Unimbra yachiro nyamiyasa. Unimbra wenyamiyasa mai. Iti yasaria yako ubia weye presbyter. Deacon, suffer. Wama ko baby, mi esi ebe kunsa, ansi ashi meeting. I say, yeah, wo suffer. Nya minipa, onkrunkrun tumo. You have lost the boldness. Some patcho, misi muti ase miya mampaye. Lo ma ko fa snap, ebi ababe jina ho. Kredi ampon kwame nsa. This is just absolutely unacceptable. Misa, ne kriso ni isi yo, mwa roma. Scripture. Very interesting. That particular one. Very, very interesting. You know, I want to conclude one time Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians chapter 2 verse 8. Can. Let's
walk. Don't say ye. No, be unfa nyansape. Any nada hunu.
And not echo so. Anybody nyansape. Any dad nipa. Can't trust.
Nada hunu and nam nipa. At it is some. Any we are say. If it can say some so. And so Anna and a Christo. So I'm a famo. No moon.
Come.
If you say. Or no moon and on yame yami.
He's talking about at First Peter chapter 1 verse 8. Also, for we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold, but from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. Wabo fathers and the tradition we have not been redeemed. From what? From the tradition of your fathers. From the tradition. Hey! We are man crab. Monsieur, a dao be wo na be wo na se kofi drugo send him to preach to you. The day you will die, and you are standing before judgment, you will remember that this message came from the throne of God. You will know. 1 Peter 1:8, King Kananity.
Onuna, muhunu enanso mudono. Onuna muhunu mprempre di enanso mujini di. Na muhun asamu. Enije a, enika biya enmonyam ewomumu.
We are sure so, King Kananity. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. 1 Peter 1.
18. Vite anesika anyemo mu abra bo hunu a mu agwa no mu de maamu no emu na mmomu wo de kristo a otise
enyemo mu wo de kristo a otise de ye
ogwa ma a oni dem ene nkekaye no emu gya a ne bo ye den no
afi ma men kinta wo ko bi ho nso bien kinga 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse number 18 to 22 making carefully 19 no to 20 na. Because of time, so I can work very quickly. The Bible said that, what say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered, is sacrificed to idols, is anything. Look at verse number 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I will not, and I will not, and I will not, that ye shall have fellowship with devils. King Kai,
It's on his head. Ni papi. Wahua, wahu, wahu, namo efe munti.
Here now, King Kai. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 20. 10, 20. Verse 10, chapter 10, verse 20. Ehonwa, nami here. Verse 20, and then we close. You know, there is a scripture, when we go to many Christian meetings, one of the songs that have become very popular in our time is Captain of Israel's Host and Guide. Second line. Of all who seek the land above. Of all who seek. How many people are seeking the land above? The land I will give you was Sakumono Assassin. And no, you know, Sakumono land and not above. Not about 10 times verse 20 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Debbie.
Nemom.
Messi. Aforia.
Aforia.
And
Sagua. Go back and read it very fast. Nemom.
Debbie,
then you start the verse all over again.
Debbie.
Nemom.
Messi. Aforia.
And Sagua. Mukuno.
Wabama awo mone.
Clearly in the scriptures. Won tia si a shipo. Won yankopon. Take it from the word of God. Na beifua egu asuna britu wa yuko wa kuona ene entono abono abeifu egum ni ese egu nsa fra wumoni na asu wa mumra mehe osu wankran na uye ejuma enye yie sori asu ko ukuru mu miti ne kwe si abe kwa sori kwe ufu miti achem fu miti aibe funkran fu miti sister wa yira na enye wobi mwakachido wa yira. I want to see Jesus, my letter writer. I'm telling you, Kofi, everybody in this building must understand. Something is wrong. I don't have a phone with the ground. It's not internet, so browse Facebook, like, share. Ni na ye. But we meet in us for 4 hours. Now we meet mom pay 20 minutes. What she has said? So I'm sorry, Browsing, texting, Facebooking, Instagramming, all over the place. And you can't pray for even 20 minutes. You have fallen short of the glory of God. You've fallen. You've backslidden. And backsliding is that you wouldn't know you are backsliding until we go into the mirror of the word, and the word reveals your backsliding to the extent by which you have backslided, and you will be amazed from the height by which you have fallen. My God, let me hear King Kai Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number. Forget about King Kai Jeremiah chapter 5 from verse number 1. No, if I'm amen. This scripture is for the body of Christ. This is for Alabaster. This is for everybody who is listening to me. This is for all the gay people in Ghana who do not want to repent and come to the saving knowledge of Christ. I'm telling you, That is why I'm inviting you this Tuesday to a non-denominational Bible study here in Alabaster International Ministry Tessano Worship Center. They don't want to talk about truth. They want to cut that person off. Try me. Try me. Try me. I'm telling all the occultic people and all that occultic churches now, would try me. May I dare you to try me? I want to dare you try me. Try me spiritually, physically. I'm prepared. Try me. Try me. I want you to try me. Let's see how someone I'm ready to do now. Come and
meet me. I want to walk and say,
they rebel against truth and correction.
What show when it didn't say about time? One person will know one.
What cattle when this will about time? One person will know one. As I know what can I know? They don't want to repent. One person will share Kukuam the Bible, put to a mutin, not Ponyan woman. Tell him to. How he puts it in English. Amazing. Let me get a scripture. And then verse number 4. Look at how even, puts it. You are reading chapter number 5, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Let me get it. Somebody in English, take the microphone. Read verse number 4 very quickly. Read it for me. Kinkan.
Therefore I said. Surely these people are poor.
These people, they are poor.
They are foolish.
They are foolish. But when you're poor, Kinkan, Ghana, you're poor. You're poor and foolish.
For they do not know.
So from our custom in the printing press, we are not only poor as a country, we are poor and foolish. Can't you know?
If you say, and now may say, hey, you know what you're a mobro for?
Why you're a mobro for anyone? Why you're a mobro for science? What kind of fire you're a mobro for science?
Is for the appearance to just say it's okay and take more compensation for the fiano. Do you know what it is to lose a child? Do you know what it is to lose a child? I bring the compensation. What are you doing? Do you know what it means to lose a child? Let's go down. You are cemented saying, you are near saying. Yatwa abuwa sayin, mezi mfuwa sayin yitu ya wumka. Mkwa siyafuwa no, hati na ho, ema wane buwe gumofra nesuwe kuwa. Uyu ya wababe kachere mse, uye district chief executive, municipal chief, mwye mkwa siyafuwa, take it from God's word. Mwe jimi, mwini mnyansa, Jeremiah chapter 2, chapter 4, verse number 22, mungo kenkain, kwa siya. Kato aso.
Mami mko nipa kasiya no nchayin, na mika sanchire wong. If it's a one now, when you
are coming, Tony Parker, see an engine, not just and get one idea. Who can be there to me? Tell me more. Mamin Parker, for an engine, Namin Casanjom, now on your head.
If it's a one when you are rather.
Rules ever sharing, ever saying,
or supporting me won't grow. No,
yeah,
will be
a robe. Bim Braqua may catch the government offices a wohuna. What a bim Braqua, I sipa a banyamo, Macuntro Fuma. I sipa banyamo, would be a baby as Sibobi Kun. That is what will happen. You are wicked people to set. Unconcerned, and as I'm speaking to you, there are so many unconcerned situations and projects like that, waiting for things like that to happen until they wake up and begin to show their foolishness in the face of everybody. King Kamemiti.
What
about it? What about it? What about it? What into pieces. Whoever was part of the dying of those six children has it? If it's a bunny, a dog.
Oh, it's a son.
Hey,
dear, bad day, and I'm a debet chow.
When you meet this as a minion, then I'm be a chow of being black.
Woman, a jammy. No, I can come on 1 year and yammy hunting tam.
One way, yammy, dear. Put some news, see them, and yammy, woman, yammy. Be auntie, and I'll call my name Cocantam. Come on, me too.
No, mamma, what mean poor? What say our rear
right? Me ma wom me ma mane yire sane yire mane me no still no e jane yire no ho. And I'm not talking about the people on radio. I'm talking to you. Radio phone pa woman fa. I'm talking to you. Mama wo yire ni kunu se fa ahokase eme no no agya wo yere na to ho na o kompona twie ajimi papa jimi e wo komem bible say jimi sam e bata abofra koma ho me call sunday school me first children's day scripture reading aye de mama kenkan ye no no ajimi sam ebata abofra koma ho ntia so aba e ba mane firi ho e me say katki say ja sam tie brade mfa ne krensie wo hwe kofi dura no nusa kwe ajimi sam e bata ne koma ho say yesu anhia ne kwam wo be jimi papa into a year and this has scripture and mammy. Would him send me a confirmation time? A scripture I know some of the mammy was what penyansa for manager and niche. What bakwasia a shenina with a war. I'm sure my mammy and him would see her. Would be a body so na me mammy and when I'm some meh. Me ma you don't. I will stay and live up to the liturgy and the credulity of the scripture. Time I'm into me time was. Without condom, I was so kind. A 5 cities, sex with condom, a between 10 and 20 cities. Open 3 rounds, sir. They can give you 3 rounds of 40 cities. I was so kind here. Number two, man, for boss, I come my way. So we'll turn spare pass. I'm talking to somebody. Me catch now. My palm such a matching. Yes, sir. Stroke me up in January. In the big kum, the more common creature. Read the word of the Lord to me.
What is it upon Konini? Abrani a wobo enwuro.
What is up ongonini? Ani abrani a boya den.
Wobo anwuro man. Wobo bo won fefo yire no mo ho emro.
Won fefo no mo yire nam. Wo wo yire te ho ene wo ahuria se obi yire so. Wo yire te wo ahuria se obi. Ye ayi Proverbs won wo kan se bi wo ho. Wo se na munnim se fa ko amoko na saman wo ho. You are going into the gates of hell. Read the word of the Lord. Na me adom a Tuesday e beto aso.
So many tia e no so ka.
E tu anya me sit me tia we ka.
Awurade ase.
E tu me tia mo ka. Ka me me tia wose.
Ana se, me ma oman yi e ti se no eso ana. Mon from my first one no e na mon
se. Kingdom verse 20 and 21. Na me fancy nyame ad ma Tuesday ni ntwa so. 20 and 21. Me time aso. King time verse 20 me me
mon ke yi Jacob fie.
Was it some way? As someone in the world, was it in Cana? Sorry, there.
No, my one, you done. If no, my you done. My one thing, what you done?
Mama, kindly of you are missing the revelation. Come on, read it.
Monkey,
was it in Cana?
Jacob Fee.
I will Jacob Fee. Was it in Cocana Bonten? Was it in Cocana Bonten? Was it in Cana? Sorry, there. Mean Cana, sorry, there, Mufono. And Uncasia, someone show my command. What to them, how you be in Casa? What to them, how you be Tiaduangas? And I'm you me, except near ya catching a wind. I saw the bundy. Come on into verse
21. Mutia, yeah, a man quasia for moniti.
What man quasia for your moniti?
Well, when you are now so a word,
I'm a fly. Yamasamon quasia for. Yeah, Muniti. King can last
person.
Well,
na ama eyinumu adane na mo bone ena ama adepa abomu if he said
wo bone ena ama adepa abo is the word of God asabunin tia it is said the Ghana bomb paye intanu ye ni yenyen wo se mo bone ena ama adepa obeba no twitwa brand whiskey vodka no ni so aye otenta chimi fo king time eyi won say last verse no me yempo
if he said well, what about if me my mu? What it is, eh? And my you for a butu butu. Next verse. Amen.
26 Wakaina. 26 Wakaina. Okay, go back to the last three verses. 26. Yeah, I just said 24. Kind 24. Oh, 24.
Na wanka wankume muse. Mama yensuro evrade yenya unkopo. Na ono na oma esuso eni adonso to e wone brevo. Oche chabre ade pen a washa no so maye. Na mo emumuye mamumuye na ama eyunu mu abdane.
Eya. Tuesday nyame adoma yebetu aso. Now I want to finish up my presentation. We'll be seeing Timinya Day. Look in Isaiah chapter 1. The Bible says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth. I have nurtured and nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." I'm reading Isaiah chapter 1 verse number. I'm quoting Isaiah chapter 1 verse number 2. When you and so above me soko and from any mirror and yankra any more would I did that can answer me my name. Okay, kind verse number 15 was mama mama and sasso and my pire doors for me and me in term of this emoja. I am on some mamunyare mohomunyare moho monchumo home free pony one amunsia papa. Now, mamma, you know, my pony to set down my best suchema a prison crawler. Man is who can win me. Pray, namapa, love that one in English. If you are willing in obedience, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, you shall eat the good of the land. And if you rebel, the sword shall devour you. Okay, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, I have already quoted it this morning. Inti, kaya bonichi le uradi away, no kwa foniti nini, so what the chair, a bonipi away, it doesn't matter, as long as you want to confess. Ghana! We have to confess. And I'm throwing a strange request to the leadership of this nation. If you want everything you have determined and assumed to prosper, repent. The nation must repent before God. Ghana, yempone. Ewa Ghana. Unyami yene. So you announce me. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands.
Doesn't matter what you want.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.